Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is
hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 24 June 2026. You are in for a, we'll say, a mind-expanding broadcast tonight. We're going to talk to Justin Nemos, a young man that I really enjoy listening to and talking to. I always learn things from this man. You can tell he's seek yourself in the scriptures and what's happening in prophecy, so you don't want to miss this. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. The Lord will not be here this week. Last week, you know, Marcus and I snuck off for a few days. But I'll be here tomorrow all day in the office, take your phone calls. And, folks, if you just need to talk to me about something that's on your mind, on your heart, whatever, I'm here. I want to be your brother, your pastor, your friend. Don't be afraid to call and talk to me, please. Some of y'all really think it's such an honor, and I appreciate that. If I don't respect, I'll take the respect. But believe me, I'm just a man. That's all I am. So you call tomorrow. We'll place an order, give a donation, whatever. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, we're sending the Minuteman magazine to Texas tomorrow. It'll be sent out to you on email. It's totally free on email, no charge at all. If you want to get on the list like thousands and thousands of other people have to receive the biggest and best, I think biggest, I know it's the biggest, and I think it's the best magazine available, at no charge. So you can print off, make hard copies, anything you want to, and show your friends. Call tomorrow and give us your email address or email us. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, just like you start a car. pastorbutch@startmail.com, and you'll receive a copy of July's magazine. All you do is ask, folks. It's sent to you, no charge, no strings attached whatsoever. So please feel free to call. And don't forget, we still have a few bottles of the Super Quick Clean Gun. I know some more went out today. I don't know how many got left. Got a few anyway, so get it while you can. Folks, it's a product around the house. Everyone who has guns, has power tools, has small engines you work with, this lubricant is needed in everything. And it does the job, or I wouldn't have it on the program. We're not going to stock anymore. Once these bottles are gone, they'll be out of stock forever from our area anyway. So please get it while you can. In a way of some good news, a couple of days ago, we started broadcasting on a brand new radio station in Stark, Florida, S-T-A-R-K-E, Stark, Florida, W-E-A-G 106.3 FM, reaches hundreds of thousands of people in around Stark, Florida area and in the county. So W-E-A-G 106.3 FM will play our broadcast the day after, be recorded tonight and played tomorrow, So everybody that lives in the area, if you want to listen on FM radio, 106.3 FM, WEAG, with our good friend Dave Krieger, who runs the station down there. So there you go. Brand new line to add to the lineup, and I'm honored to have him join us. I truly am. WEAG, 106.3 FM, Stark, Florida. Welcome to the lineup. Welcome to the family. Now, with all that being said, let's get to our guest tonight. I asked Dustin last month, because all he has to share, would he be willing to join us once a month, if at all possible? Well, we had him scheduled for the third Monday, and being only only an individual that's like me and you, he forgot. So we rescheduled for tonight. We're going to try and have him on, Lord will, on the third Monday night every month, if everything works out the way we want to. Because his knowledge is so vast, and I think it's so much needed today in this world. We're living in such mass confusion and chaos. I mean, the president met today with some Republican senators behind closed doors, and they went into a yelling match. I'm not going to get into details why, but you remind me of a bunch of little boys on a kindergarten ground fighting over marbles. It's just absolutely insane. Our nation's going to hell. World's falling apart. And they're fighting among themselves. I don't know, folks. I just breaks my heart because I have grandchildren. I have three great-grandsons that would live in this country long after I'm gone. Makes me sad. Dustin Nemos, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Bunch. Thank you for having me on, brother.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. You'll be one of the first people I've had on since you started on the new station. So you helped me break in a brand new radio station.
Very cool.
But anyway, I want to welcome you, Dustin. I told you before the program to make yourself at home, and I mean that. I really do mean that. And there's so much I want to talk about, and I know you do too. But I want to start out with what's happening right now in the Middle East.
Sure.
Specifically with Iran. And the insanity, the lies that Trump has told us over and over and over. And no matter what happened out with Iran, Iran won the war. They saved face. They fought to a standstill, what's supposed to be the strongest military power in the world. Trump couldn't make him yield. The United States, again, like in Vietnam and Afghanistan, was brought to her knees. Now, am I telling the truth on that?
Yeah, and many tens of thousands of soldiers are dead, and they are not telling the truth about that part yet. But it's
expand on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, almost every base in the Middle East that we had is now gone, a smoking pile of rubble. Many of our ships were destroyed. We were shipping off soldiers as fast as possible to invade Karg Island with 140-degree weather in the middle of summer so that we could try to secure a pass filled with essentially submarine drone bombs that were able to secure for Iran their back door, the Strait of Hormuz, beyond anyone's ability to take it. The U.S. Navy wouldn't even get close after a while. They sort of blockaded the exit on the other side, saying, no, we're blockading it, after Iran was already blockading it, and they mocked us for this. Now, yes, we're bombing their school children. This is not a joke. This is all very real, but we have absolutely, as you said, lost the war. I cover the news, the geopolitics of this, although I think tonight it'd be more fun to kind of go into the prophecies, if possible.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to do that. I really do. But I want people to understand that we were humiliated again. And we have a so-called president who doesn't seem to have any capability of telling the truth more than once in a row, if that much. But anyway, you go ahead and you can go in the direction you want to, Dustin, because tonight's your broadcast to share your information.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll start off with quickly, and I summarized this in a recent sermon, but I believe that we're seeing the events of Daniel 11 play out currently with Trump. And I know this is going to be kind of out there for some who maybe are new to this idea, but I've maintained for many years that there's no one else close than Trump to the son of perdition, and that we're essentially entering the Jew world order at this point. And that's kind of in line with what the Bible would say about Edom, Amalek, the false Jews who say they are and are not, but do lie, the synagogue of Satan, et cetera, being in power at the end. And they're the sort of the world government that reinforces that particular the beast, you know, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And all of that seems to be playing out right now. And one of the many prophecies that are just red alert, if it's not already fulfilled, is happening. And that seems to be Daniel 11, where we're doing this king of the north, which I see as Trump, yes, versus the king of the south, multiple. The first one was killed. That was Khamenei. It fit exactly what happened with the situation. And pretty much every verse in Daniel 11 at this point has been fulfilled or is very close to being fulfilled. So I think that we're in the wars of the end times right now. And I would like to kind of start at the beginning and kind of catch back up if possible. And I know it's going to be a little strange of a journey, but to explain where the Edomites and Amalek really come from, we have to talk about the Nephilim, at least for a moment. So 4,000 BC, I'm going to give you some rough generalities on these numbers-ish. 6,000 years ago, 4,000 BC, God told us that we would have war between man and monster. Genesis 3:15, seed of the serpent versus the seed of the woman. People don't usually know about the seed of the serpent, but it's all throughout the Bible. Goliath, for example, a six-fingered giant. But that's way later. Let's get to that. So 3,500 BC to 3,000 BC, about 5,000 years ago, all flesh became, quote-unquote, corrupted. And Noah was saved because of his pure blood generations, quote-unquote, generations, or genetics in the Bible, basically. Bible talk for genes. 3,500 years ago, God told Joshua to, quote-unquote, leave nothing alive of these monsters, the specific bloodline of Satan, these fallen angels of Genesis 6, etc., that were the result of, the cause of the flood, because all flesh became corrupted after their mixing with human women in the Genesis 6 thing. And then Joshua failed to leave all of them, nothing alive of their entire Canaanite bloodline. And then God replaced King Saul about 3,000 years ago with David, the giant killer. After Saul refused to leave nothing alive, Joshua failed. Saul refused in the case of Amalek. So Saul lost his kingship. So 2,000 years ago, Christ came telling us that there were demon tares, not true Israelites, but infiltrators teaching the Talmud, what he called the tradition of the elders in his time, instead of the Torah. And they had him put to death for blasphemy or hate speech laws, basically. During that time, Rome and its Jewish masters have done everything they could to kill or corrupt every soul on earth, with over 50 million Christians martyred for reading the Bible without a Roman priest or rabbi to guide them. God promised us war with Amalek, which means the blood lickers, every generation, and it is now our generation's turn. Amalek, translation, blood, the blood lickers, or, you know, kind of a euphemism for people who engage in ritual blood sacrifice, the kind of stuff that we see mentioned, not just in the Pizzagate conspiracies, the WikiLeaks files, but also in the recent Epstein leaks, where even in the files that did come out of the Epstein files, only about half did. Trump is hiding the rest. But the ones that did come out have them not only joking about murdering, raping, and burying children, eating children in mass, by the way, by the thousands. They're talking about how they're eating children. They refer to them as quote-unquote jerky and other types of food. And this is exactly what we're seeing today. This may be hard to believe for some, but the evidence is there. Some famous historical examples, St. Simon of Trent, Andrei Yushchensky, etc. They've actually been kicked out of 110 countries over 1,030 times for eating children or similar crimes. This is not a joke. They didn't make it up. It wasn't just a blood libel. They were found guilty. These women didn't know each other. Their children didn't know each other. It wasn't a conspiracy to get the people who rule the world and are doing the Epstein stuff to everyone else. So this is the seed war. That's kind of the summary of where all this came from, why they hate us so much, why they rule the world, why they do all the satanic evil stuff, why they push the porn, the usury, the clergy plan, infiltration and immigration, all of it. It is because the Nephilim, the seed of the serpent, are today's Edomites, the Amalekites. And to be fair, like in their realm, in their pretending to be the tribe of Judah, they call us and everyone else, including all the children that they're bombing at the time, Amalek. They're using it as an excuse, as a way to justify the genocide. And I think that that's, you know, a very good point, because every rabbi would say, kill Amalek. And I'm saying, no, actually, the poor school of Iranian schoolgirls, that's not Amalek. The Gazan babies that are being genocided with American bombs, that's not Amalek. In the Bible, Amalek is quite clear. Amalek is today's Jews. And the missing link in that sort of historical hypothesis is the Khazarians. They were the missing link between the Edomite Canaanites, and then they became today's Ashkenazi. Now, this is going to get me kicked off of almost every platform in the world, so thank you for letting me even speak this, even if you think it's nuts. But this is the truth of Scripture. This is a bulletproof interpretation, and when it gets into debates, which I've done debates with rabbis, pastors, scientists, etc., this is what holds up. And this is what explains every conspiracy of all time. It's the Rosetta Stone for conspiracies. I've mapped them. I've gone down the rabbit holes and shown the maps and how all these dots connect on my archive at thesarahpayam.com. And in over 6,500 videos now I've done since 2017. I've been hard at work trying to warn people as a watchman, as I know you are, that these things are real and that this is the source of all the evil and the Satanist occultism. And for example, if you look at Washington, D.C. from bird's eye view and you see all the occult layouts of how our nation was founded, wasn't really, they weren't Christian. We were Christian, but they were giving lip service to God, but they were worshiping something else. And it's very clear in how pagan all this is. So sort of jumping from literally Genesis, the Garden of Eden, all the way up until the end of time. And I'm happy to go into any point in that history or any of those claims I just talked about and the evidence to support them. I know we're short on time, so I'm trying to focus on the narrative. We are literally in a seed war that God promised us we would be in, that is a quarter of the Bible that is ignored by 99.9% of pastors who don't know what Amalek is because they're trained by Amalek in Amalek and Edomite-funded seminaries, the cemeteries, as some people call them, where your brain goes to die when it comes to the Bible. These people cannot debate the Bible. They're just telling you to go bomb the babies and flatten Gaza, and they all have a six-pointed star on their wall. And that's kind of the extent of Christian Zionism. They don't read it. They don't understand it. They don't know it. They use Christ and justify it to bomb babies. And I don't stand for that. I believe that we're basically seeing the great deceptions of the end times play out. And those who do not love the truth are going to fall into the traps that they have set for us. But when it comes to every pain that you have suffered from any organized evil today, it is them. Maybe it's not that you stumped your toe and that's your own fault. Maybe if somebody cheated on you, maybe that's a personal like issue. But if there is an organized evil in your town, if there's child trafficking, if there's organ harvesting, if there's drugs, if there's gangs, I'm going to tell you it's them. Behind it all, it's them every single time. And this goes across every country in the world. This goes from Russia, Putin is a Bolshevik Jew, to Ukraine, Zelensky is a Bolshevik Jew. Why are they fighting each other? To kill all the white people so that they can turn Ukraine into quote-unquote New Israel, which is already done. They got rid of all the white men. Then they took all the white babies by law, national law, just edict now. Zelensky can say, we'll seize all the children. And the Jews are partying in the streets as conscription vans go door to door roaming around looking for any white man left. And they literally, in some cases, have chained them in the trenches. This is what they do. And now they want to send us off to this Iranian thing. That is the plan. I think Trump is actually losing on purpose. So that gets us back to Daniel 11. It talks in specific details about how he would enrich himself, but lose initially and come back. And that's what he did. He actually killed Khomeini, but then came back, lost the war, as you pointed out, but enriched himself anyway, because every time he would tweet or post or have a ceasefire or anything, it seems like him and his family were front running it with insider bets in the oil market, making billions of dollars of profit in clear insider trading. Absolutely. So this is the kind of behavior where we're seeing a weird fulfillment of a very strange prophecy. How do you lose a war and still get rich? So these are the kind of things that we would see in Daniel 11. So if we were to go through, you know, for example, Daniel 11 verses 26, and it talks about, yeah, and they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. So this is talking about how the first king of the south would be destroyed by the people who do take from his payroll, but are not necessarily his people. They feed on the portion of his meat. Like they're actually eating from his, you know, food. Like he's paying them, basically. They're on the payroll, but they're not his people. They betrayed him. And that's very clearly explained by how Iran admitted they're infiltrated by Mossad at a massive level. So this is a weird fulfillment of that strange and specific verse as well about how this king of the South was betrayed. And then, you know, the billions of insider family trading, that would be explained when verse 28 says, "Then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the Holy Covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land." So why did it say he returned to his own land twice? And why does he get rich after he loses the first part of this war? Why does he get mad against the people with the Holy Covenant? Well, it's very simple. He actually lost the war, came back to America, even though he is the crowned king of Israel. So America's not really his land, but he's the president now. So he came back to his land. That fulfills the first part. "Then he shall return into his land with great riches." But when it says his heart shall be against the Holy Covenant and he shall do, well, he's been using ICE to round up everybody that he possibly could who's against the war or against the Jews in any way, any sort of critic. 2,000 plus U.S. citizens have been deported. Citizens deported, not illegal immigrants. You know, that's wild, huh? And it says he will then return to his own land. So I'm assuming at some point he may actually go to Israel and be king of Israel, because that's, he's been crowned by 150 plus rabbis. So we're seeing some strange and very specific things play out here. And that's why I'm making the case. At first, I wasn't very sure. Now I'm getting more sure that the events of Daniel 11 are playing out. I could go all the way through and talk about it, almost every single verse in there, and tie it to current events. Talking about, for example, and I don't want to go through the whole thing because I know we're on limited time. I'll give you one more example. Verse 24 talks about how they would forecast devices against strongholds for a time. I think that's quite clearly the HAARP weapons, the directed energy weapons that we have seen used in warfare and in destruction of places like Maui, South America, etc. And then also the weather weapons that we're seeing that suppress the rain. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when Iran blew up some of those weather weapons dishes over there, the radar dishes, the big ones at this particular facility, the region became basically flooded after 12 years of drought.
Yes.
So this is the kind of weapons that they're forecasting. It's a very specific word from our creator, forecasting. These devices, these technological devices, I see them as. So Yahweh warned us, God warned us right from the beginning, all these things are going to happen right here with Trump and Iran in great detail, even the insider trading. So this is one prophecy. This is just the Daniel 11 stuff. And I'm telling you all of them. We can go into any just random prophecies from the end times. We can skip to it. And I can tell you about how it's happening or happened.
Well, you know, I'm watching all this come together until some years ago when I realized prophecy was written towards the U.S. and Western Europe, basically.
Yeah.
Who we are in prophecy. I've been trying to get people that listen to this broadcast, get a copy of the teachings for now for months, because they cannot understand the scriptures and prophecy was set in the Middle East unless you understand who the players are, Dustin. And the players are listed in the scriptures. But people, either they don't want to know or they're scared to know. I'm not sure how to put it. But the information is there. It's not hidden from us. And I'm amazed that more people are not calling me every day and say, "Send me the copy of teaching. I want to know what's going on in the Middle East. I want to know what's going on, what's coming next." Because we're told, if prophecy was not to be explained and told from what's happening today, if current events were not important, then why would prophecy be not talking about what's happening in the future? I mean, we're seeing, we're told these things would be revealed to us in the last days, and they are. But the church is still waiting for the rapture.
I think it's because, first of all, so many controlled op and wolves amidst the sheep who don't have people's best interest at heart. They want to get rich. They want to be the pastor on TV, or they want to serve the political interest. We see that they're actually they're hiring, or I guess training, 100,000 plus Christian pastors, so-called, to go and spread the word for the Jews, for Judaism.
They're paying them. They're paying them. Literally paying them to do that.
So I believe this is a big part of the problem, first of all, but then also the complexity of prophecy and history and conspiracy and language, and you put it all together, and it's a lot for people. Anyone can do this with God's help, because all you need is him and his word, and he will teach you. But when you start going into trying to prove these things and like show it to the world and get ridiculed for it and like, haha, why do you believe this? Well, then you start looking for evidences. You find them, by the way. You find evidence to support prophecy every single time in thousands of years, thousands of times in sync. But in terms of like some of the bigger truths that help you to figure out like where we are in prophecy, is it accurate? How do we know who's the good guy, who's the bad guy? And as you said, kind of who is who? That is a major, major part of understanding reality. You got to know in the Bible who we are. And if you don't know who true Hebrew Israel is, the Europeans, then you're going to be looking at the wrong people as the good guys, the wrong people as the bad guys, and in the wrong locations for everything that's supposed to happen. So everybody thinks Russia is Gog and Magog. Everybody thinks like these baby bombers that are actually Amalek are the tribe of Judah when they're not. That's the Irish people. So, you know, it's a wild thing. And I like to point out that the Bible talks about the land of unwalled villages. It talks a lot of different verses, but there is no other world in the country that's the land of unwalled villages except the USA.
That's right. And a nation of mixed peoples. It sets on many waters.
Absolutely. Yeah. And many other prophecies, all of them. But Leviticus 26:18, if you just do the math, comes out to 1776 for one of the tribes, because it's based on when that tribe was conquered by Assyria. You do the math, and then boom, America, 1776, boom, the UK, 1801 AD, right there in Leviticus 26:18. Not talking about the fake Jews, the Rothschild Israel in 1948, which fulfills no verse, by the way. The real return to the land of the lost tribes, plural, 13 of them, new land, not Jerusalem, that was to the north and west as prophesied. And after the exile and punishment period, times of 70, was 1776, 1801, Europe, not the Jews.
And once you see this, you can't unsee it. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
You know, you really can. And I was not naive enough that I taught dispensationalism. I believe dispensationalism. When I got to look in the scripture and listen to other people trying to explain me things, I didn't really believe them, but I didn't call them a liar. I wanted to know for sure myself. I started digging into it myself and found out that all these things I've been taught for years, maybe they weren't really lying to me. I think they thought they were right, but they were wrong. And because of the wrong information being preached behind the pulpits, the church had become just about as effective as I don't know, a flat tire. I mean, they're no good for anything. They just take out
faith. Well, it says our fathers have inherited nothing but lies.
That's right.
And, you know, we find the truth fallen in the street, and that's where we find ourselves today. And, you know, this false doctrine, that these being led by children, all of that's in prophecy. We see all of that, warnings of it. And we even see in prophecy, it says, "Beloved, I would not that ye be ignorant of this, but forgetfulness has come up in part upon Israel for her sins." That's you. Yes. We forgot who we
absolutely
were.
Absolutely. Our sin is separated from our God, and that's what the scriptures tell us.
Yeah.
But we're going to break. My goodness, we just got started. Why are you going to break? Folks, we'll take phone calls next half hour, as always. Maybe a little bit later, we have more to cover for it. You can give us a call at 717-300-1698. If you have any questions, please feel free to call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. I'm going to get to the phone calls. I promise. We'll get to Thelma and Brady and all of you. Hang in there. I will get to you. I promise I will. And I know some things say tonight you may not understand. You may disagree with. That's perfectly fine, folks. There's nothing wrong with not understanding or maybe disagreeing. This is we're not being dictators here. We're teaching what we think is scriptural, and we think it's for real. If I didn't believe it, I would not teach it. And I just got through telling Dustin that he's persuaded almost completely that Trump is the son of perdition. And I see a lot of signs in the man, the points it could be. I don't know that he is. So when Dustin shares information with you, I don't know that I agree, but I don't know enough to disagree. I'm honest about that. So don't feel like you're the only one out there that your brain's being stretched. And don't think that we're trying to challenge you. We're offering information that I think we can prove. And what you do with it's up to you. This program is not about me. It's not about Dustin. It's about spreading the truth of Jesus Christ and his word. That's what it's all about. The only hope we have beyond this messed up place we live in is in Christ. You're not going to get out of this world alive anyway, people. Make sure when you leave, you're ready to meet your Savior. And I want to say this and we'll move on. To meet him, if you're not ready, is a free gift of precious grace that he paid for in full already for you. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, if the Holy Spirit is working on you right now and talking to you about your soul, it's not too late for you. If you want to call and ask about it on the air at night, you can do that also. You can call me in the office tomorrow and say, Pastor, I don't understand. How can I be saved? I've done this and I've done that. Let me tell you now, folks. I don't share a lot about my past because it's not all that important, but I've done a lot of things in my life I'm ashamed of. And I still mess up sometimes. But by the grace of Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness that he gave us on the cross of Calvary through his precious blood of the Lamb of God, I was able to come to him and be redeemed. So if you want to talk to me on the air or off the air tomorrow, you got the phone number, 800-777-4403. We will talk to you tomorrow in the office. All right, Dustin, I know you want to share a few things about Trump. Go ahead before we take phone calls.
Yeah, and I'll add to kind of what you're saying there, the sentiment. I share that. I pray for truth to win here, and I have nothing to gain but people's ears. The world kind of hates and rejects me for the things that I teach. And, you know, I've lost much and have no one's ear left anymore, basically, because of the stuff I teach is fairly controversial. I get that. I don't expect you to trust it. I hope people will at least test it. As scripture says, to test all things and hold fast that which is true. But I also, a caveat here is I am really flying through 6,000 years of human history and a lot of information that I am packing into narrative only. I'm not really trying to show proof right now. I have a 400 plus hour documentary. It's like the Christian version of Ancient Aliens. I've got a whole library at thesarahpayum.com that goes through the science, the history, the anthropology, etymology, archaeology, the scripture, the prophecy, everything. But what I'm trying to share now is just some of the bigger points to sort of warn people about, like, Trump is the Antichrist. The Edomites and Amalek are the ones pretending to be the tribe of Judah that have the synagogue, just like Christ warned us. Some of those bigger points will really reorient people. I like to call the seed war the Rosetta Stone for all conspiracies ever. And it really does work out that way. Once you understand, kind of like you said, who is who in the scriptures, then you know where everything fits in and everything clicks. So in terms of Trump, so real quick here, we're going to go back to the ancient world. Right after the flood, after the genetic judgment of all corrupted flesh and the imprisonment of the alien fallen angels that pretend to be aliens, the transhumanist witch king, Nimrod, united a one-world government on a political platform of basically make Atlantis great again. He wanted to build back better and kill God in revenge for the flood. In this pursuit, Nimrod, like Sauron from the movies, Lord of the Rings, that kind of thing, built a dark, that's what it's based on, by the way, built a dark and mighty ziggurat tower that his name would be great and never forgotten. After the Tower of Babel was built, God babbled the languages, and Nimrod and his world government was shattered. People remember all the names, but they couldn't figure out that they were the same man. So Nimrod was eventually beheaded, entombed, and his organs stored in ritual genetic preservation jars, with dark priesthoods speaking in a language of symbols, seeking to reunite those jars and resurrect their ancient sun god, dying and resurrecting sun god. This is sort of the occult stuff that the deep state that they're into. This is the mythology, the Freemasonic stuff that they're into. They teach that Nimrod was the founder of Freemasons, etc. So when you hear words like Baal, Melkart, Marduk, Chemosh, Apollo, Osiris, Mithra, Moloch, all these different names, all these are different versions of the same guy, Nimrod. Same symbols, same story, same flood, different names. So whenever you're looking at the ancient world, you're seeing the same story, the same characters, just a few of them, generally with serpents behind the crown or behind the throne rising from above. And this religion was brought back. The fallen angel worship was brought back by Nimrod. This is important to understand. And the babbling, this is where you get every pagan mythology on earth, which is another big truth. It shrinks everything. You have Christianity, you have Satanism, and you have many, many babbled flavors of ice cream of Satanism. Now, this man of many names, Nimrod, and we killed, by the way, remember, 1 million plus people to steal a body in Iraq. That was when we're looking for weapons of mass destruction. It was 3 months after we found that body under a tomb, three levels down, the tomb of Osiris. Okay, we actually invaded to steal that tomb, to steal that body. And then after that, DARPA and InQtel, which where a lot of the dark money comes from, shady stuff, began to flow towards quote-unquote genetic resurrection startup technologies. Then we had mammoth meatballs for quote-unquote climate change in newspapers, articles. So they have the corpse, they have the mummy, the genetic material of this fallen Nephilim world king that they worshipped, that they planned to bring back. And then they started resurrecting and successfully reanimating dead creatures, bringing back things, which they're bragging about doing now. So they're playing Jurassic Park with Nephilim mummies. This is not a joke. This is why they make mummies movies. This is why they make Lord of the Rings Sauron movies. This is all based on the same archetypes, which are biblical. I actually have articles that go into all the fantasy stuff that we see on TV and how it goes back to the Bible. But I digress. Somewhere along the way, this body, this genetic material, this resurrected beast, the Bible says the son of perdition specifically was and is not and yet will be. I mean, that means he comes back from hell. It means he comes back from death. His spirit comes back. And that syncs up with the end times prophecies about the beast coming back from the pit, the key and the beast and unleash, right? All that stuff is being unleashed right now. So this is the mechanism by which Nimrod, the son of perdition, was brought back and injected into Trump in the modern sense. And then Trump began fulfilling all the very specific verses. Trump said the vaccine was his blood, and began to fulfill pretty much every end times verse, including the mark of the beast. And remember, when it says the beast who was and is not and yet will be, I believe that now is, you know, in terms of where we are. I think that that beast now is. So that's kind of where I think we are. Now, we could go into the verses and how no one comes even close to Trump in fulfilling it. A couple examples like just Daniel 7:20, stouter than other world leaders. He is the stoutest by far. Things like arrogant and lying. There's a bunch of verses about that. That's not even specific. Every politician's arrogant. Every politician lies, right? But things like the mark of the beast and injecting people with something that would sit in their temple and claim to be God. I can show you the specific genetic makeup and avenue by which when you take a Moderna vaccine, according to the Moderna patent, the place where God's name is in your cells on every human body across the world starts to get changed. It actually starts to inject 666 and a third helix where you had a double helix and Yahweh, God's name, alpha numerically repeating on every cell of your body. So you're actually getting someone who said, my blood is the vaccine, going into your temple, because the Bible says, know ye not that you're the third temple, you're the temple. There is no third temple with us. And if there is, it's just a fake by the fake Jews to fake it, to keep you distracted. So this guy sitting in people's temple, proclaiming himself to be God, as if he were God, already fulfilled. He just hasn't turned on requirement to buy and sell yet. So this is way beyond in terms of where people think we are in prophecy. They don't see this because they're looking for a third building. And that's kind of where we go back to, you have to know where to look.
You know, and one thing I want to say, I never could understand after I figured this out, why would Christians want to be a third temple built in Jerusalem to sacrifice animals? Why do Christians want to sacrifice animals?
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all, at all. And yet they're looking for the red heifer and all the other things. And I mean, it's unbelievable how we are in that. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I hate to do this because I know it's limited chore, but when I see these red heifer pictures, I like to zoom in and point out the white hairs. Just mess with them. Because they're liars anyway, and they'll push anything that they can make people believe in.
Of course.
It could be a cow that had plenty of non-red hairs. If they think they can get away with it, they will.
Well, they cannot be trusted. Christ told them who they were. You're the sons of the devil. And he said, your father's the father of all liars. You're liars yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We got to get the phone calls. I hate to, but we got to. I think we got a new caller coming in from Tennessee. Let's talk to Thelma. Thelma, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're a first time caller, right?
Yes. I've been listening to you forever, though.
Welcome to the family, though. Come on in and share what's on your mind.
Well, can I get Dustin, can I get your information? I've got to go to your website.
Yeah, sister, sure. I have a hidden history archive called theserapeum.com, and that's where all the maps and all the like science and the deep dives and conspiracy stuff's at. Prophecy stuff like theserapeum.com/gameover, you'll find the End Times Mapping Project, where every prophecy is connected, mapped, politically shown as where it's at today, etc. And all my other websites are at dustinemos.com. I cover the news and stuff as well. So like what's happening, why it's happening, everything.
How do you spell your last name?
N-E-M-O-S. Like, kind of like the fish movie with an S at the end.
Nemos.
Okay. Finding
Nemo, right? I get that joke a lot.
Nemos. I have been preaching this stuff forever. I can't believe you're speaking about it. I've got two questions. Cool. When Trump got supposedly shot and his right ear was bleeding, isn't there something in the Bible where that's how you pledge allegiance to your Jewish masters?
Yeah, and a lot of people ran with that as a possible conspiracy, but I don't see that as the truth because of one, like you said, a lead shooting, it never happened. These shootings are just faked because he needs ratings, and I have an article about all of them called Operation Big Red Arrow. And that's at NemosNewsNetwork.com. And that goes through, it shows how it was a lie, the angles, and how he's faking it and covering up the investigations, et cetera. And also because he's actually an Edomite. He is actually Jewish. So he's not a slave. He's not choosing to serve them. He is their king. 150 rabbis got together and gave him a Torah crown. And Rabbi Schneerson said they need to bring about the Antichrist to Netanyahu, who then did it with Trump. And all that's actually recorded, basically. So, and he was praying at Schneerson's grave to Hashem, which is Asmodeus, Ashima. That is not the Bible God. That is not Yahweh. That is Satan.
Yeah.
So these are the things that we see him doing. I don't believe he's actually a slave. I think he is in on it. I don't think he's being blackmailed with the Epstein files. I think he was Epstein's partner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
When they did DNA test on the Palestinians, didn't they find out that they were more Jewish than the people in Israel? Aren't they Sephardic? What does that mean?
So you have like mainstream anthropology, which is going to tell you these particular groups like Sephardic, etc. But they don't always know where they came from. Like, for example, the Ashkenazi today, which is a Japhetic line from Japheth. Ashkenaz, that's from Japheth, not Shem, not Semitic, but Japhetic, so to speak. But then you also have the missing link there between Edomites and modern Ashkenazi is Khazaria. So Khazaria was real. It was really an empire. It's kind of censored in the history books. People look into that as a possible origin of the Jews, and it's part of it, but it's not the full picture.
Isn't that Ukraine?
Yeah, it's right below where Ukraine is. It's why Ukraine is happening. Khazaria is getting revenge, basically, because they were kicked out of Khazaria by the Ukrainian people under Prince Oleg, whose last name I cannot pronounce, but Prince Oleg, who was a prince of the Rus, and the Khazarians were just really evil people, and they drove them south. Now, the Bible talks in a prophecy around Gog and Magog times that they would, quote-unquote, conceive an evil thought and then spread out throughout Europe, basically, to infiltrate and invade from within. And that goes into the Gog-Magog stuff. So the evil thought, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion and how they met in Constantinople, that is in prophecy. They did that. Then they were kicked out of that area, as prophecy said. And then they went about with many horses and such, as prophecy said they would, infiltrating. So, you know, we're actually seeing the story of Khazaria in scripture, in the prophecies, using the Gog and Magog lens of Ezekiel and elsewhere. And that makes an absolute sense for this missing link. So when you say Sephardic, that's a different branch. It's not the Khazarians. Sephardic is a different branch of right. Canaan, I believe. And they have cousins. The Sephardics initially reached out to, if you study the Khazarian stuff, you'll know they weren't really Jews. They converted. Well, that means they weren't religiously Jewish, but they were ethnically Canaanite. And their Sephardic Canaanite cousins reached out to them and said, hey, we have a new scam. We're telling everybody we're God's chosen people. Join us. And that allowed King Bulan or whatever his name was of Khazaria to shift them over to this third party religion, avoiding Christianity and Islam, north and south, and then basically preserving their autonomy, politically speaking, religiously speaking. But it was all just a scam. It was never about faith. They've never kept the Torah. They've always kept the Talmud. Christ himself rebuked Judaism. And said, you keep the tradition of the elders and add to God's law, etc.
That's true. Gosh, I hate to jump. I've got more calls coming in. But
thank you so much.
Do you receive our magazine, the Minuteman magazine online? Do you get that now?
No, but I will.
Well, you send me an email address. Email it to me. I want you to get on that, okay?
Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. Good questions. I just go to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I was always wondering about, like, we were talking about Nimrod and Babylon, and how come the church never wants to discuss the ancient history of the Sea War, where the giants came and had mated with the human women and the Nephilim were created? Well, I followed you now for the last 5 years, Dustin, the Seraphim. I love it. Best work that's out there on the internet by far.
Thank you, brother.
I have actual arrows from the Nephilim, and I'm wondering what I should do with them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. You had what from them?
Arrowheads.
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty cool. Don't give it to the Smithsonian.
No, I know that.
You know, preserve it. You want to take as many pictures and photographs and video evidence and like chain of record type stuff as possible, and just get the evidence out to the people beyond any reasonable doubt. You know, if it's one little video and if it's grainy and if it's fuzzy and there's no date, people are not going to buy it. If you've got a whole bunch of videos about content that you do about this, like the Brian Forrester show in the skulls, it's beyond dispute. He shows the skulls, he goes there, et cetera. And they even sell molded versions of them. They sell like replicas at this point. They're still on display in some museums, by the way, in South America. So, that's what I would suggest. But as soon as you start going live with any of this stuff, they're going to show up. So make sure it's not there anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any museums in the United States right now that deal with Nephilim arrowheads or giant arrowheads?
Is there any who?
Museums in the United States.
No, everything here is controlled, and Smithsonian or feds will show up and steal anything here that's weird. There are still some things that are like locked away in certain museums that are just really not to the public and used to be. They haven't gotten everything. Some of it may still be in the basement, but it is disappearing from public display.
And that's on purpose. That's done on purpose.
Yeah. Across the world.
Really quick, Bill. The arrowhead weighs over 80 pounds.
Wow. 80 pounds?
That is a big one.
80 pounds, so then you got to figure the arrow shaft would have been basically a tree.
You're dealing with a titan. That's not a normal. That's a big, big one. That's one of the early ones.
Wow.
And I've been working with these for about 10 years, and I didn't know what they were until I started following you, and you talked about the giants. I'm like, at first I thought somebody was out chipping these things, trying to make a joke on me, because I look for, Indian arrowhead points and early man points. But again, these are 100 times bigger than a normal arrowhead point.
Unbelievable.
So these things are rare, but like they are there. The Titans, the pre-flood, the first giants, Genesis 6, they were as big as the Ark at full size after they were mature. And this is, I know this sounds wild. We can still show the Titan skulls and bones and 100-foot swords and stuff today. However, an easy way to prove that to people who are skeptical is to look at a liger today. You can make a giant. It is evil. Don't do it. It's against God's laws. I believe it is the unforgivable sin of corrupting the Holy Spirit. However, if you mix a lion and a tiger, you'll get a giant cat called a liger that never stops growing. If it lived as long as they did then, it would get as big as a mountain, too.
It's unbelievable. Brady, good call, and thanks for calling and checking in. Appreciate it. The folks are done with the last – you're welcome. But the last 4 minutes, you will call. Please hurry. 717-300-1698. I told you this would stretch your mind tonight. Now, you're down by, say, about 3 minutes here. Brother, go ahead and wrap up what you want to say.
Well – I appreciate the chance to speak tonight, and I think that we've covered some really big and frankly, people are going to have to think about and digest and maybe, go and check the evidence at my website if you doubt it.
I had to digest it. I didn't understand any of this.
It took me a year to talk about it. Frankly,
I want to be my mind's going to blank on Paul. Paul said, you search the scripture to make sure I'm telling the truth. I didn't call people liars. I want to see.
And I've been saying, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been saying for a long time, I pray I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, that's why I do the open debate challenge, because I want to show that I have the strength of my convictions. I test these things. It's open to being tested by anyone who has a following or an audience who's leading people. I want them to be able to, their audience, to see the truth. So that's how I do that. But, you know, I'm open to being wrong. It's not, I was an atheist in my youth. I'm not committed to any particular doctrine. I wasn't born into this. I wasn't indoctrinated into this. This all came from deep study and from testing everything. As a conspiracy journalist, you know, that's how I came to this. But
well, tell the folks again how they can get a hold of your information. Give them something they can write down. Folks, get a pen and paper handy. If you have a computer, we're going to tell you how to find the information about him. And do you offer any books or anything? Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, I mean, my website is a library with all the articles are books. They're so big, some of them. I've got some pretty major index posts broken in multiple things. So I'm turning it into different books as we go. But it's a library of many authors, many sources. So just go to DustinNemos.com and you'll find all of my websites. And the one that is most relevant is probably the Serapeum.com, and that's the Hidden History Archive. It is the best website of censored information on the internet, period, whether it's the scripture or the science.
And folks, you spell Dustin, it's like it sounds, D-U-S-T-I-N, Dustin Nemos, N-E-M, like in Mike, O, like in Oscar, S in Sierra, N-E-M-O-S.com, DustinNemos.com. Check it out. We're out of sight. Look at it. Study it. And if you don't agree, that's what I just say. If you don't agree, please show him where it could be wrong. Dustin and I are just people. We've been wrong before. It won't be the first time. You won't take us by surprise, believe me. You won't be getting a virgin on that part. I'll tell you that right now. But anyway, Dustin, we're down about the last 40 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Just thank you all for your time tonight. I appreciate you. And may the Creator shine on your path and bless you in the days to come. Be strong and of good courage. We are in great tribulation, but a remnant will come through this.
Amen. And don't forget, you're booked already for the third Monday of next month. Be sure to mark that down.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And thank you, Dustin, for taking time with us tonight. I appreciate it. And we didn't have a lot of time. We'll do it again and get some more, maybe some different topics. But we had a couple of excellent phone calls of people that listen out there that I'm so honored that people listen to my program. They're so intelligent that they listen to this hillbilly from West Virginia. And they like the program. So by the grace of God, maybe I'm blessing somebody, maybe I'm teaching somebody something. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, and I'm just a hillbilly from North Carolina, so I understand. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Dustin. Good night.
Good night.
And folks, I want to say we tried our best to bring information to you. That's so important. Again, we'll be in the office tomorrow. If you want to talk to me, please feel free to call tomorrow. You don't have long distance, call toll-free, 800-777-4403. You do have long distance, call 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you. We do love you. By grace, God, I'll see you back on the radio next Monday night. God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.